And those were the days of the union. I don't know if we want to diverse, but I will tell you another story on the union situation. I mentioned that my first supervisor was John Squire, an absolute software genius. I don't know if you've interviewed him yet, but I'm sure you will.
Not yet.
He lived on Coke and cigarettes. This was back when there were like five of us in software engineering. And he would call home, my home, at 3 o'clock in the morning to ask me some question about a variable. My husband would more than likely take the call because I'd be sound asleep, but I would tell John the correct answers. And then in the morning, my husband would say, John called again last night, and, you know, you worked on this. And so we did this different things of calling that. One day, I came in a pantsuit. Back then, you know, we'd been wearing, there was mini skirts that we were wearing, short, way too short, but the pantsuits had come along. And so I wore a pantsuit in. But it turned out that you were not allowed to wear slacks according to the union at Westinghouse. So the union puts in a grievance about me because one of the ladies in the union had gone to her supervisor and said, I want to wear a pantsuit. And her supervisor said, it's illegal. So John, my dear supervisor, brings out the supervisor manual like this, which is in a three-ring binder, and it's got all the revs on top of it that he's never filed because John's a software blue sneaker genius. And he said, you got to look through here and tell me where it says that you can't wear that pantsuit. And I was like, sure. So anyway, I went to the interview for the grievance, and I must admit that I was a bad girl. I wore a very, very short miniskirt. And I told them, I said, you know, I have to go up and down all these open stairwells to go up to the radar antennas, and I'm tired of doing it in these short skirts. Don't you think it would be better if I did it in slacks? And they allowed us how, yes, it would, and so it got changed. I now look back and realize that it was a slippery slope, because then we went to casual Fridays, and then we went to casual Wendy's, and then we've gone now where finding somebody in a coat and tie is a unique situation. And so, but that was another comment. The unions really did control a lot of how we did things, what we could do, who could do what. We were in the East Building. If we wanted to move something to the West Building, it had to go through three different hands. East Building took it to the edge of the East Building. Central took it to the edge of the Central Building. Then West Building handled it in the West Building. And so there were things like that that happened that I don't think happens anymore. I don't think it's quite so nonsensical. Anyway, we'll get back to how I went from being a engineer to what else I did. Yeah.